You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morning, Rob.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
That's good to hear. What's been happening in the Mind Trench? What have you been dredging up from the bottom of the ocean for us?
That's very good. Now, it's quite relevant to what we talk about. Have you ever read anything?
Yes.
The start of it, and you thought, I was really looking forward to that, and I'm quite disappointed.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely.
Right.
Are you talking about books or articles or just things?
Articles. Everything, really.
Everything.
A lot of it happens. Right. Scientists have successfully conducted the first ever conversation with a humpback whale.
Whoa!
I thought, oh my God, I can't wait to find out about that. And then I looked into it, and I don't know whether you'd call it conversation, really. So I'll tell you what happened, and you be the judge.
Okay.
In December last year, researchers from the Alaskan Whale Foundation carried out an experiment in whale communication. The researchers played a recording of a humpback whale. It was a call known within the species as a casual greeting, like, all right.
Sup.
Yeah, that's it.
Kia ora.
Yeah, they played that through an underwater speaker. Then they got a response from a whale the researchers have named Twain after 28 minutes.
Okay.
Right. And they went back and forth. They sent out 38 calls. And they got 36 responses back.
Wow.
Now, that's amazing.
That is quite amazing.
But
I'm imagining it's a bit like an old school phone tree, you know?
Yeah, but
like,
is that a conversation? You imagine, like, if you've got time.
Yeah.
Go up to someone you know, or maybe, no, someone you don't know, and just go, hello, 38 times, and see what happens.
So it's kind of a very stilted conversation. It feels almost like a performance art piece or something.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I was thinking about this. In that case, we've all had conversation bounds because I've talked to my dog when I had a dog and he used to answer me.
I'm absolutely convinced me and my dog had full-on
and
chats.
You can
you
do
know?
It with cats and birds. You can, like, I've been out sitting outside and a bird will make noise. You whistle back and sometimes they whistle back.
I think, does the crucial bit of conversation, mean you have to understand what's being sort of communicated, or is a conversation just two things making noises at each other? Philosophical question for your morning, everyone.
Well,
thoughts on 5395?
The way I looked at it, I've just forgotten what I was going to say.
The way I looked at it,
it just does my head in. That's not a conversation. Is you go, hello, how's your day? Mine's all right. Yeah, how was yours? I'm not expecting to have a conversation like that with a whale.
No. No.
It's our perception of what a conversation is, because we try to humanise everything.
We do. We really need to stop doing that. It's kind of unhelpful for generally understanding the rest of the world, I feel.
Yeah. So after that, I kept thinking to myself, what would a whale want to say to us?
What do you reckon a whale would want to say to us?
I've written a poem about it.
Oh, what a neat segue, Rob.
Yeah.
Introducing the Bard of Bollocks. You dig? Take it away.
This is a little bit dark, but not too bad.
Ooh, okay.
Right.
Steal yourself.
What would a whale want to say to us? I don't know, maybe thanks for all the plastic, or something just as drastic, like pollution in the seas and the temperatures going up by degrees. If they could say all that, only a few of us would listen. And who knows, by the time we get to COP425, there might still be a few left alive.
Ooh, snaps. That was quite dark. But it was also, you know, punchy, political, makes you think.
Yeah.
It's what good art should do, Rob.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Keen to hear everyone else's thoughts. What would a whale say to you? What would you say if you could speak to an animal? What would you say to it? And what animal would you speak to? I know everyone's going to text in and say their dog or their cat. I would like to hear about that. What chat would you like to have with the animals in your life? Thank you, Rob. You've picked us an Alpha Blondie song this morning. What are we listening to?
Well, before I play it, I've just got to say, if ever I heard Pink Floyd and bagpipes in the same sentence, I would beat a hasty retreat in the opposite direction. But this is Wish You Were Here by Alpha Blondie, and the way it drops, I just love it.
Excellent. I'm intrigued and excited to hear this. Thank you very much, Rob. We'll see you next week.
Thank you.
Okay, you really weren't kidding about the drop.
It's good, isn't it? I wonder how many Pink Floyd fans are really angry right now. Good.
Couldn't have predicted that one, I have to say.
So you think you can tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? And did I get you to trade your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cold breeze, cold comfort for change? And did you exchange a walk on a part in the war for a lead role in a cage?
People love it, Rob.
Yeah, I'm so happy.
People absolutely love it. Someone else has also agreed with you. Well, someone says this is the best Pink Floyd song ever and this is great. Someone else says, I agree with you, bagpipes absolutely make my skin crawl, but this is a banger.
It works, it works. That's what I'm annoyed with myself for liking it.
Look, I just have to put out a good word for bagpipes. I love a bagpipe. Yeah. They will always make me cry and they're just great sounds. Yeah. So I won't hear too much bagpipe slander on this show, but I'll take that track.
Maybe when I run out the studio, I might throw a little bit of shade on it, so we'll see what happens.
You're just coughing into your hand where bagpipes suck.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bullocks, only on 95BFM.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.